morning. KN4MUF, Mobile.
KN4TFW, Mobile.
KO4HKX, Mobile.
UF, Mobile.
Jody, KO4HKX here.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Morning, Jody. I thought that was you I heard over there.
In my little bitty radio. Gentlemen had a great weekend and ready for a productive week.
And I hope you and Miss Annette did too.
We did. It wasn't bad at all. I put her on a plane headed to Rochester, New York Sunday afternoon.
Is it family?
Went up there to see her brother. She'll be back Friday.
He's batching it this week.
I am. I'm definitely doing that. It gets me time to catch up on stuff with the radios and stuff. So, and plus, we got our class on Tuesday. Get to start that. That's going to be kind of neat.
I'm looking forward to that Tuesday night.
About the time we get wrapped up with that, get something to drink, sit down, we'll get on the radios for the net.
About time to check into the nets, that's for sure.
Call go first on the net. It's like Thursday, isn't it?
I believe Wednesday or Thursday. I'd have to go back and see for sure where it's divided out.
On JS8 calls that it'll like store a message.
I can send a message to your computer and store it for somebody else to pick up.
Check it, I'm in a bad spot.
How you do that, because I have JS8 call, but I only installed it like last weekend and I really haven't learned much about it.
Not done it. I'm still learning because I haven't dealt with it a whole lot. But I do know it'll do it, and there's YouTube videos out there that walk you through it. So you just have to look and see the best I can tell you. But I do know that it is capable of doing that. Thing you can do is set up like a group call, and it doesn't have to be a FCC registered call. Like if we wanted to make a group name, you can use it where it sends it to all of our computers, and that's how you can stay connected.
We should try that.
I sent out the one YouTube I was watching. He sent out a beacon or something to let everybody know that he was on or whatever, and it did it like every 15 minutes.
Set up to beacon out every so often with it. It's a really neat program once we learn all of it, but I haven't had very many people to experiment with, so Andrew is about the only one.
And then the heartbeat, well, you can specify the interval of the heartbeat packet, but it'll only send it as long as your computer is active. If you walk away from the computer for more than an hour, it'll stop.
Change that setting. I have done that one. I'll have to go back and look at how to do it again. But you can leave it for, it's not indefinite, but it's a long time.
Jeff Jiggler.
SA call uses the same protocol as FT8, so it's a weak signal propagation. That's what I was trying to remember. So it is the same format as that, but like I said, it lets me, or lets you send out text messages, basically what I call it, just for simplicity, to talk to each other. So it's a really nice program, I think.
That you could, now you could text, and all you needed was a radio and a computer, and you didn't need no infrastructure.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump out and switch vehicles, and then I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now.
Patrick, I've made it into the parking lot, so I'm going to have to leave you guys. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch up with you guys later. KN4TFW.
Great day, Patrick. I'll be around for a little bit longer, so I'll catch up with you a little bit. Jody, you still here?